Welcome to Mind Matters with Eldon Taylor, where conversations explore the inner frontier. What is it I can say I know and why? Who am I really? Is there such a thing as free will? How does the human mind differ from the programmed artificial intelligence being built today? How is thinking and destiny connected? Is mind really capable of being our best healer or our worst slayer? Where does the world of shoes and ships and sealing wax leave off and the mind begin? These are just some of the questions Eldon and his guest take on in this next fascinating hour. You won't want to miss any of it. And now, here's your host of Mind Matters, Eldon Taylor.
Welcome to Mind Matters, where for the next hour, our subject begins and ends with matters of the mind. The mind, for me, remains the ultimate frontier. Even with today's marvelous technology, the age-old questions remain. One might say that mind was a part of the original inquiry when we think of as science. Indeed, arguably, the entire idea of mind, of consciousness, as separate from body, is what gave rise to the birth of the separation of science from consciousness. Therefore, in the more recent past, the investigations of consciousness have been considered outside of the scope of true science, due in part to its inherent subjectivity. But today, that has all changed. Still, we are really no closer to understanding mind and consciousness in many ways than our ancestors at any point in recorded history. Like the ancient Greeks or the dualist in the tradition of Descartes, or as you've heard me, the monist that would follow Spinoza, or the plethora of other views all seeking to explain the origin and nature of consciousness, or this stuff we commonly refer to as mind, we still confront one of the true ultimate frontiers that has not yet surrendered itself or its metaphysics to us. Each week we deal with some aspect of mind, and this week we'll be taking on many at the same time. Our discussions of mind often come from a new book by some author seeking to share a new understanding, a way or path to personal understanding or self-growth. Just this past weekend, I heard Louise Hay harken back to when she first wrote Heal Your Life. She explained how there really wasn't anything like a self-help section in bookstores. I can remember going into a major bookstore like Barnes & Noble and having to hunt out the few books that might be of a self-help nature. Back then, these books were often lumped into a general category that held material from the occult, the so-called New Age, magic, and the like. It was almost as if you had to belong to some group if you were to be interested in self-help. Now, that's not to in any way impugn the integrity of any of the associated work I just mentioned. But it is to say that if you were a college student or just a lay person, but say a college student studying philosophy and the nature of being, that this material we commonly call self-help was mixed with, shall we say, stuff that would be off-putting to the student. I often heard, days past when I was involved in criminalistics, from members of law enforcement, truck drivers, blue-collar people, you might say, a sort of look-down-at attitude towards these things that we call self-help. And it was largely due to how they were collected, how they were illustrated, how they were shown in bookstores. Well, today, that has all changed, and largely due to the efforts of one woman, Louise Hay. A remarkable woman with a remarkable story, but we're here today not so much to talk about her as to address one of her true legacies, Hay House Publishing. It is Hay House that has driven the self-help genre, and it continues to be Hay House that is out in front leading the way to self-discovery. When you enter a bookstore today, there are large sections in Hay House, as well as large sections in self-help. It is the various authors of Hay House that convene more than once a year to bring together what is also known as the I Can Do It conferences, from which I just returned and where I had the great honor of appearing on Hay House Radio with the day's guest. Now, you are all welcome to join us. I want you to by phoning 877-230-3062 or by entering our chat room. Just go to www.ctrchat.com from anywhere in the world and enter your comments and questions. My partner, Ravinda Taylor, is here in the studio with me. Say hello, Ravinda.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Okay, and good to have you here. She monitors the chat room, watching it live during the broadcast. So she'll greet you when you enter, and she'll see that I don't get too involved with my guests so that your questions and comments don't end up getting on the air. Now, today, my guest is Diane Ray. As I indicated earlier, Diane is a VIP with Hay House Radio and someone I have learned to really like and respect. She conducts a wonderful interview, has penetrating questions, always knows her subject, and allows the author time to respond. She has produced some really terrific radio and video for Hay House, and I'm thrilled to have her here with us today to talk about the whole idea and theory behind the I Can Do It conferences. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Hi, Eldon. How are you?
I'm great. And you? Recovered?
I'm a little tired, but I'm recovering. It's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you again. You know, for our audience today, how about we start by you telling us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with Hay House, how you like working there, what kind of day you typically deal with, what kind of changes you've seen take place at Hay House since you've been there.
Wow. Where to start? Well, I guess just a little bit about myself. I'm kind of an old-time radio gal. I've been in radio for, about 20 years now. Started in the Miami market. I'm from South Florida originally. So I bounced around a few stations. I worked mostly in the Miami market for many years. Then I went to Texas and worked for a network where I produced shows for different stations nationwide. I came out to San Diego about 5 years ago, and I worked for KPBS, the NPR affiliate out here. And I saw an ad one day on Monster, of all things, that said, Hay House Radio, looking for a producer. And there wasn't really, I loved being at PBS and NPR, but there wasn't a lot of opportunity for me there. I was just there part-time, and there was nothing full-time for me, so I was really looking for a full-time opportunity. So I thought, well, what is this? Let me check this out. And it just turned out to be, and it's been an amazing journey. I've been with Hay House Radio for about 3 years, a little over 3 years now, and the growth that we've experienced has just been amazing, and working with web broadcasting has also been a real challenge. I think that the real creativity is on the web, and it's just opened up a whole new world for me.
So you came from traditional media into a new kind of media, and I guess it is true. I mean, you're running a 24/7 shop now, right?
Well, we do run 24/7, all our shows broadcast. We broadcast live for about 5 hours a day, and then the shows all go into replays. So we're not live traditionally like a regular radio station would be, but we do, you know, broadcast all of our content 24/7, so people can log on and listen to all of the programming. And you can also go back into the archives and listen to past shows at your leisure, which is great, because if you miss a live show, you know, you can always just go back and hear it that day whenever is convenient for you, or put it on your iPod or download it to your computer and just listen whenever you have the time. So, yeah, it's been great. I mean, just the, you know, the creativity of, you know, doing shows like yours. I mean, I really think the freedom is definitely in web broadcasting and so much opportunity. It's really great.
Now, you know, PBS is a place that I think of where I'm going to get my science shows, my nature shows. I'm going to enjoy my music. It's that kind of genre. When you think about Hay House, for those people that may not be familiar, what is the genre? What is it that I'm going to find in the archives and the kinds of conversations that you're going to be having live on Hay House Radio?
Well, I would probably say generally it would be self-help and motivational, although we do dip a little bit into the spiritual. You know, we do have people talking about angels and you know, some people that talk about life after death and spirituality and things like that. But for the most part, it's a lot of programming that will, you know, hopefully make you think, yet still be entertaining and still teach you something. The main thing that I had asked Louise not too long ago, what was her mission statement for Hay House? And she said, you know, she wanted to keep putting content out there that was going to help people grow and help them on their journey, help them in their lives. So that's kind of what we're continuing to do with Hay House Radio, is to continue with Louise's vision to provide programming that is helpful, you know, in some way that will help you to learn, to grow, to change, to challenge you, you know, in your journey through life as we go through day by day.
Okay, now that brings us then to the ICANN conferences. The ICANN conference is an absolutely amazing gathering. And you of course, are intimately involved in assembling it, as well as in taking care of the radio or video broadcasting side of everything. Why is there such a thing as an ICANN conference? What is the objective of that?
Well, I think it's a way to let everybody meet the authors. And I mean, and you can attest to just the energy of the I Can Do It conferences is really amazing. I mean, people that go there, it's kind of a safe place for people to explore, to question, to educate themselves, you know, without being judged or feeling self-conscious in any way. And I mean, I think it's just another way to push Hay House authors out there and let people have more of an intimate experience, you know, than just maybe calling into the radio show or reading the book. You know, they really get a chance to hear what the author is all about and find out what their message is, and, you know, meet them and kind of get face-to-face and talk to them, and also to meet other like-minded people. You know, people have made really good friendships at the conferences, and they go back and meet the same people, you know, for the past couple of years. I believe we've been doing the conferences for the past at least maybe 4 or 5 years now, and we do them several times a year in Toronto also. We have them in Tampa. This was the first year in San Diego that we've had the conference, and it's been the whole weekend was really successful. It was really amazing. So I'm hoping we'll do it again in San Diego next year. We were in Vegas before, but I think we're going to continue to do them here in San Diego. So it's really just a great way for people to get close to the authors, for the authors to put their message out there, and just to mingle and have a good time.
It is a fantastic experience. There's no question about that. There, it is an incredible energy that is all around. And I understand there were approximately 4,000 people at the conference in San Diego. Is that right? Have you got any numbers on that?
That's about right. You heard correctly. I don't have the exact numbers, but definitely over 4,000 tickets were sold for the event, which was really good. And we had a lot of people that were filtering over to the radio stage. And what we try to do with the radio stage is we pair up the authors in kind of a round table type of thing. You know, this year we did it with two authors a piece, where we could, although you and I spoke this time, which was great. But we like to get original content from people and have the authors exchange ideas, and then we produce it into original radio programming that we air on the network. So in between the keynotes and the workshops, we have the radio stage where we do our taping. So we kind of have to balance the two.
Yeah, I heard several glowing, what should I say, not just reports about the conference. There were a lot of great comments about the conference, people saying how much they enjoyed it, etc. But I heard people tell stories that were remarkable stories about how something in that conference triggered something in them that led to some significant shift, some uncovering, if you will, some epiphany, some even stories that had tears in their eyes. You must have heard many, many of those kinds of things. Are you prepared to share kind of generally the types of feedback you get from the events?
Well, the feedback that I've heard in the past, I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, I wish I could go to a lot of the workshops, and I mean, I've tried to sneak into some of them. I've seen a couple of the mediumship demonstrations where people like John Holland or Colette Baron-Reed, and they'll really hit on something personal with someone, or they'll make a connection, you know, with someone from the other side, and there'll be a lot of tears. And I heard people were really moved by Carolyn Mace's keynote, and there were some people that were really overcome with emotion on her keynote on Sunday, and she was speaking really passionately about service, and it's really amazing. You know, it's funny, different things will strike different people, and I think you had a really interesting comment from your workshop about someone that was so overcome at what you were saying, it really spoke to them that they had to walk out. And at the time that they walked out, you were thinking it was a negative when it really was a positive. So,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see what people take away from it. And I think it just makes them look at themselves a little bit deeper and maybe ask those questions, however uncomfortable they might be sometimes, to really become more self-aware and self-realized. That's what we hope, anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure that it is the instance, you know, and we have to take a commercial break. But when we come back, let's pick it up there, because we'll share with the audience what you and I already know, because we shared it on your radio station about this one particular person that was attending my seminar, and then we'll pick it up from there. You're listening to Contact Talk Radio. I'm Eldon Taylor. My guest today is Diane Ray, producer. A very important person. I mean, she's got lots of titles. She does lots of things, but she is Hay House, the voice of Hay House Radio. Join us by calling or coming into the chat room at www.ctrchat.com. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
By special arrangement, Eldon has made available his best-selling Essential Pillars of Success at unheard-of savings. The principles in Essential Pillars have worked for thousands of people around the world and are guaranteed to work for you. Essential Pillars of Success consists of 9 programs on 8 CDs and comes with a book that explains how and why it's so easy to self-sabotage our best efforts and provides a roadmap for correcting those thought patterns and beliefs. It also includes a booklet teaching the learning strategies involved in choosing the programs or scripts that run through your mind. The entire mind conditioning set normally sells for $243.50, but is yours today for only $88. Plus, you will receive hundreds of dollars in bonus tools to further assist you. Call 1-800-964-3551 today for details.
You've heard of subliminal messages as used to sell you goods, ideas, even politicians. But did you know there is a patented and scientifically demonstrated effective CD series known as InnerTalk? InnerTalk can motivate and teach your subconscious in ways that can release stress, restore confidence, and build a new you. Millions of users worldwide have turned to InnerTalk as the antidote for all the negative messaging that most of us get every day. Think about it. Play your CD in the background while you do other things, and all the while your subconscious mind is being trained. Maybe you want to lose weight, or maybe you have difficulty in your relationships, or maybe you think of the maybe and ask yourself, what could I do if I believe that I could do anything and not fail? Go to their website and get their free catalog today at innertalk.com or call toll-free 1-800-964-3551. Remember, InnerTalk, when believing in yourself matters.
Mind Matters with Eldon Taylor is brought to you in part by the Mind Mint, the self-improvement superstore. MindMint.com offers hundreds of books, audio and video programs, subliminal and hypnosis technologies, software, biofeedback, and much more, all designed with your success in mind. Proven programs to help in almost all situations and walks of life, from the practical to the spiritual. Go to www.mindmint.com, your complete one-stop self-improvement superstore. Once again, that's www.mindmint.com.
Welcome back. I'm Eldon Taylor. The show's Mind Matters. My guest today is Diane Ray, Hay House Radio. And before the break, we were talking about some of the feedback that you get from attendees at the I Can Do It conference. And Diane had mentioned one that we had discussed on her radio show of someone that had attended my conference that got up and walked out of the conference. And I admitted to Diane that rather bothered me. It's the kind of thing that, you know, typically the way I was raised is sometimes considered to be rude. I mean, you have to have done something wrong as a speaker. But the next day, Sunday morning, I received an email from this person who identified herself and said, your presentation was all about finding our authentic self, and I realized that I was the product of all these things you were talking about, the product of the media, the product of the peers, the product of my enculturation, that I hadn't had an authentic thought, everything about me was put on me like you might dress a doll. And there was so much emotion that came over me at that point, and I was in a room with a couple of hundred strangers, I just had to leave, and I wanted you to know. And then she was very thankful, and da 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 da. But those are the kinds of feedbacks, the kinds of epiphanies, if you will, that people often have in these ICANN conferences. Is that not your experience, Diane?
Oh, absolutely. I agree. It really, people will get that aha moment, you know, where something will really just strike them. And I've definitely have seen that happen. You know, people will feel just real passion and emotion. And you know, we hope that after each conference, you know, they'll take something away that they can use and maybe have grown and changed in some way. You know, their eyes have been opened to something they might not have considered before. And, you know, it's such the gamut. We have so many great people and such great authors that it could be, you know, a self-help situation or a motivational speaker or someone that is talking about spirituality or angels or what have you. And it'll really strike someone, and they just really, real transformation can happen. It really does. It sounds corny, but it's true. I've seen it with my own eyes.
It doesn't sound at all corny to me. I don't think it sounds corny to our listeners. I think our listeners listen because, in large, they're looking for exactly what it is that everyone at that conference, authors included, are largely looking for, and that is, you know, a true self-realization. And I'm not going to put this onto anybody, but I would say of myself, there is an old question, and that question is, how high is up? And it seems like every time I think maybe I've moved to another level of understanding, or I've had a new insight, a new spiritual, if you will, state of enlightenment that immediately follows a humbling experience, it teaches me there are many, many, many rungs ahead of me. And I think, you know, that's true for all of us. And isn't that, I mean, I don't want to put words into your mouth, Diane. What's your opinion about that?
Oh, I think it's true. I mean, what I've noticed in just the past few years that I've been with Hay House Radio, I think we're really at an exciting time right now. People are really looking to change. They're searching. They're seeking. I mean, I think they're really looking for answers. And, you know, events like the I Can Do a Conference and the radio shows, it's just another way for people to put their message out there and find those people, find those seekers. And it's really amazing. I mean, I've seen a lot of really great transformation in the past, you know, several conferences, and even when we've been in Vegas, where you would think would be the last place that you could have a spiritually enlightening experience, but it's possible.
You know, I lived in Las Vegas for years and years. I'm going to disagree with you. There's a lot of glitter on the gulch, and there's a lot of sparkle on the strip, but the people that live in Las Vegas don't live on the in the gulch or on the strip. There are more churches per capita in Las Vegas than any other place in the United States, and it tends to be a very spiritual place. But with that aside now, I have to defend Las Vegas some. That's where I did live when I met my wife, and I only left because we decided to have a family, and it can be a tough place to raise a family in. But with that said, Diane, you know, when you go to these conferences, just as a person attending, you have some hard decisions to make because you'll have your keynote, and everybody can listen to the keynote, but then you'll have at every hour maybe as many as 8 different authors that are speaking for an hour and a half or two. And you have to decide which one of these authors, what message is it that I want to listen to, or, you know, which author is it I'm going to go to. And you change the authors out, so it isn't like if I went to the conference every, you know, if I went to it 8 times, I could finally fit in every one of the authors, because you're constantly rolling those authors. So, the one person I know that gets to talk to nearly every one of them is you. And that's because, as you say, you put them on the radio, you put them up there 2 at a time. And you must have great experiences with what they share with you. And I know from experience you're familiar with the material and you ask some really great questions. So I'm going to put you on the spot. In all of these interviews, there must have been times when, for yourself personally, you went, whoa, wait a minute. Does that have any merit? Or moments when you say, gosh, that one got me. Is that true? And if so, tell me. Tell me all about it.
Wow, that's hard to say because there has been so many great ones. Wow, I'm trying to think who would be. I think maybe at the last I Can Do It in Tampa, we had a really amazing conversation between Carolyn Mace and Andrew Harvey. And he has a new book coming out called Sacred Activism. And Carolyn is a very strong personality, and they were just talking about our responsibility to Mother Earth, to our fellow human beings. And Andrew Harvey was speaking just really passionately about how kind of what we're experiencing right now is he equated it to a divine chaos, that we had to reach a certain point of disarray for things to right themselves again. I'm paraphrasing him, you know, slightly, but I mean, he was just speaking with such passion, and I looked out onto the audience and just people's mouths were open, and I think he scared some of them, but it was pretty amazing to see their reaction and the reaction to Andrew and Carolyn together. So that one kind of stands out in my mind from the past couple of ones. And also, who else would be? Actually, the one workshop I saw in Las Vegas with John Holland, and I'm very, you know, you've got to have a little skepticism, and he's a medium, a very talented one. And, you know, and I'm thinking, how do they do this? But he was able to connect with this one woman and her mother, and it was just, I mean, tears were in people's eyes with the message that he was able to give her and just the relief that this woman was able to get from what he was telling her, that, you know, she needs to, you know, let go of whatever anger that she was holding on, you know, towards her mother, and, you know, just stuff like that. And I was just amazed. I mean, even I could feel tears kind of welling up in my eyes a little bit. And I'm still, you know, I have that skeptical side as well, but I just was so blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, how can he come up with that? He really is doing something. So those are the two that kind of stand out, you know, stand out recently. Although this past, I Can Do It that we just had in San Diego, our engineers, who I think don't pay attention to a lot of things, they said that they felt all of these speakers were just really right on, everybody we had at our radio stage, and the pairings were really great. So, yeah, it's hard to pick out you know, when there's so many that really resonate with you. But definitely those two I can remember from some recent I Can Do It that I thought were just amazing.
Wonderful. Now, I want to pursue this idea of skepticism, but we have a question out of the chat room I'm gonna get to you, because I've got Ravinder here flagging me.
Oh, great.
And the question is, I was not able to come to San Diego for the conference, but I heard great things about it. Are you planning to put it on DVD?
We definitely have. We taped a lot of it, so I believe there will be a DVD, but I can't say positively. However, you will be able to buy the full conference audio. That is available for sale if you go to HayHouse.com and then check and then click on events. You can get more information on that. But I can't honestly say about a DVD. I'm not sure. I know we did videotape a couple of different sessions. So they're probably cooking up something.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be wonderful if you could get it that way, especially in this day and age when, you know, I mean, if you stop and you think about the turnout that you had in San Diego in the middle of a swine flu scare,
right?
When everybody's talking about the banks are going to need more TARP money and, you know, the economy can't decide what it's doing and unemployment is increasing and, you know, Chrysler Corporation goes into bankruptcy, and you still turned out 4,000 people. That's pretty remarkable.
It is. We were really happy. I mean, everybody that was involved with the event, and I was talking to our VP of marketing, Margaret Nielsen, and I asked her, you know, about the numbers, and she said they were really happy with it. You know, if for the reasons that you just mentioned, you know, you're never sure if you're going to get, you know, a huge turnout. But I think they were really happy with the turnout that we had at this event, you know, and hopefully they'll just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Okay, now, and I agree with you, and I want them to, too. But let's turn to skepticism. At the risk of getting in trouble with my publisher, I've got to be honest and come at that one.
Okay.
There are some materials that people question that come from Hay House. I have to be honest and tell you, I have a 15-year-old son that is a prodigal child in physics. He writes papers and sends them to my niece, who is a PhD candidate at Cambridge University under Stephen W. Hawking. She writes us back and says, you know, this is over my head. He needs to develop a mathematic proof on it. It's definitely, theoretically possible, da-da-da-da-da. Now, with that positioning, he has looked at some materials and said, this is strictly nonsense, cannot be, da-da-da-da-da-da. When you look at some things, do you find yourself wondering why you published it, or does that ever occur to you?
No, to be honest, I would say that absolutely. For some things, I think it's just what resonates with you. Like, not to fully mention a name, but you know, with the whole thing with angels. I mean, I'd like to really believe that they're there, and I think it would be great. But am I fully convinced? Not really.
Diane Ray, I've got to tell you, you just grew in stature to me. I tell you what, I'll put you on a pedestal now. I love that kind of honesty, and it is so uncommon. But I didn't want to interrupt. I just wanted to get that said. Go on. About the angels?
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, I think you have to have a healthy dose of skepticism. And, you know, personally for me, I'll say that's my own personal opinion that, if there is, that would be great. Am I fully convinced? No, you know, maybe not. However, do I think if it helps people and it's not hurting anyone and it helps someone to believe that, then sure, then that's fine. You know, like, what's the harm in it? But I think it's good to ask questions and pursue.
No, I agree with you totally on both counts. If it is helpful, there's the pragmatic side to it. It's doing no harm. Well, of course, you know, we don't want it. I mean, that should be the first agenda.
Right. Or any of the other type, you know, like channeling. That's another one where I got, like, I raise an eyebrow. But
I have to tell you when
wrong,
you say that.
You know, prove it right, you know.
Yeah, I have to tell you when you say that one. There was a time when, of course, as you know, I ran lie detection tests, and I was also writing and doing some other work. And it occurred to me because I had a friend who former chair of the chemistry department at University of Utah that began to channel. And now that was totally, you know, foreign. This was a Sorbonne fellow. This was a, you know, a scholar. This was somebody that had plans to win a Nobel Prize, and he's suddenly channeling. And I sat down and we talked about it. And not long after that, I had another individual who was a very popular channel at the time call me on the phone and ask me if I couldn't investigate a situation for him where they were about to invest some money and be certain that this investment was a kosher, fair investment, and this wasn't some ripoff scheme. And he made it clear to me that he couldn't really ask the individual he was channeling because, you know, that was the kind of thing that you just couldn't ask. It was about profit and money, and therefore it was inappropriate. And the thought occurred to me, I wonder how these guys would do if I gave them a lie detection test about channeling, you know?
That would
and
be
then,
interesting.
Then as I started to work up kind of a plan for what I thought would be a book called Voices of the Gods, and I would talk to all these different channels, and I would run lie detection tests on them. We had a situation in Utah where two young men channeled God. Only God told them to kill someone. And because I had access to the prison system and to custodial people and counselors at the system, I was able to come away and know that these two young men do, without a doubt, believe that God spoke to them. So it became rather academic then about running a lie detection test, because the only thing that you would possibly be able to say is, do you ever make it up? And they probably do, placed under the spot or feel like it at some point, but that wouldn't in any way alter everything that they said. But that kind of gives you, I mean, I have a dear friend that channels, and I read the channel, the writing, and it's, you know, it's provocative, and there are channels I've read, and there is a channel that scientists have actually visited, looked at things like the electromagnetic fields and surrounding this person when the entity they channel comes in, and there have been huge electromagnetic disturbances that have been documented. So it's a whole area that I did have great questions about. I still do have great questions about, but I have to also suspend judgment and say, you know, you can't maybe say the same thing about all of them just because it all has the same title.
Yes,
Diane,
I
have
agree.
To go to a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up if you don't mind. I'm Eldon Taylor. The show is Contact Talk Radio. My guest today is Diane. The show, the station's Contact Talk Radio. I'm excited. The show is Mind Matters. My guest is Diane Radio from Hay House Radio. You want to visit their websites, www.hayhouse.com or healyourlife.com, their brand new site, and we'll try and talk a little about that when we get back from this commercial message. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Taken over your life? Waking up tired, unable to focus? At last, a new approach for the treatment of stress-related disorders. It's called CES, a revolutionary new technology that is safe, effective, and easy to use. Best of all, it has none of the negative side effects of drugs. CES has been validated by a major study at the Harvard School of Public Health. Its benefits demonstrated in dozens of independent research studies conducted at the National Institute of Health. And this new technology is now available in CES Ultra, the most effective and cost-effective unit now on the market. So why endure another stress-filled day? Increase your mental energy. Elevate your mood. CES Ultra can make the difference. It is available on a 30-day, no-questions-asked, money-back guarantee. Call 866-YES-FOR-CES or go to CESUltra.com to find out more about this breakthrough technology. CES Ultra, the doorway to good health and a balanced life.
Hay House, the publisher that has revolutionized the industry, brings you Choices and Illusions, the riveting New York Times bestseller by Eldon Taylor. How did I get where I am and how do I get where I want to be? Questions we all ask ourselves. Choices and Illusions brings you the answers. Learn how choices are made for you without your knowledge, how you are programmed to sabotage your own goals, and why success so often eludes you. Learn to rewrite the most powerful influence in your life, your subconscious mind. John Edward, host of the Crossing Over Show, says, "Read this book. We are living at a time when people are searching for answers in their lives. This book can be, if applied, a roadmap to personal enlightenment and empowerment. I believe it can tune in the frequency you are currently operating on. More importantly, it helps you to see that you can manifest a change. Get your copy today. Buy it online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or get it at your local bookstore."
Mind Matters with Eldon Taylor is brought to you in part by InnerTalk, the patent and proven audio technology that makes change easy from the inside out. When you're ready for change, you want InnerTalk. You can succeed and you can begin today. Lose weight. Stop smoking. Enhance relationships. Be a better parent. Increase memory. End procrastination. Realize your goals and so much more. Hundreds of titles to choose from. Inner Talk, when believing in yourself matters. Check it out today at www.innertalk.com or phone for a free catalog at 1-800-964-3551. Again, for more information and that free catalog, call them at 1-800-964-3551.
Welcome back. At break, we were having an incredible conversation with a producer about an experience they had actually seeing angels. We have a caller. Maybe we'll come back to that. But Diane and I were talking about our own skepticisms, and for the audience's benefit, you know, the bottom line is much of this is experiential. When the time comes that you channel, you know you're channeling, I guess. When the time comes that you see the angels, you know you're seeing the angels. Each of us have our own experiences, but it is my experience that we all have experiences that are meaningful and that lead us in our spiritual path. We have on the line a caller, Terry Marie. Are you there with us today? Terry Marie?
Yes, I am. Hi, Elder.
Well, welcome to the show. Diane Ray is here from Hay House Radio, and I understand you have a comment.
Yes, I do. First of all, Diane, I wanted to say how wonderful that you get to be around so many inspiring, you know, leading minds in the self-help field, and I've always admired Louise Hay. I thought she just did such groundbreaking work. So.
Oh, thank you so much. And she really is, you know, I have to say of all the people that do come through the doors, you know, if you think some people are not walking the walk, you know, Louise is definitely one that does. You know, she really lives what she says and believes it, you know, and it's really refreshing.
Person. Yeah, I haven't seen her in person yet, but I've seen what she does with audiences, and it's magical.
Yeah, she just really has a great rapport with people, and, you know, for someone who's, you know, going on 83, and she was out there at the conference every day, shaking hands, hugging people, and just, you know, it, like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, she just was not wearing down. She's great.
That's wonderful. Well, I had a quick comment about something you were both talking about earlier. And that's when you were, Eldon, you were speaking, and a woman walked out because she was so overcome with emotion. You know, when we're speaking, I don't think we realize how how we're touching people, because you can look at their faces, you can connect with them, but sometimes something you say just really goes into their heart, and you know, it might just come through you to them and you're not even aware of it. I remember one time I was speaking at the Power of Spirituality seminar in Atlanta, and there was a woman I couldn't seem to connect with in the audience, and I looked at her and I smiled, and then I just kept talking. It was later in that day that somebody came up and introduced her to me and said, something you said to her just really started changing her life. She felt she could do this or this or whatever it was she had to, something, just because something I didn't even remember I said. And it was such an important message to me to listen to, you know, the voices that kind of flow around through you, and just don't have any judgment on anyone in the audience, whether they like it or don't, because somehow they're there for a reason and they're getting the message.
Very true. That's very well said. Because it's true, the word is so powerful, and you really don't know where someone is at in the audience and what they're taking from it. And you know, I've certainly seen a lot of people at different events, you know, react to speakers and just really be moved and changed. And it's really wonderful to see when that happens.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that. Probably one of the reasons she seemed a little more withdrawn, and I understood so much once I found out more about her, and I love this person now, but she lost her husband in 911, and she was there to start rebuilding her life. And you know, we don't know that when we're speaking. We just get up there and give our message. And that's
no,
what
but you
for.
Know, Terry Marie, I happened to have the chance to visit with Shiva. Now, that's honestly his name. His parents, as he said, must have had great expectations. But he's Ram Dass's promotional person, and he was there at the ICANN conference. And we were talking about this, and he said something that is just very true of the situation that you experienced, too. He said, Eldon, that woman probably got more out of your conference than anyone else attending. And sometimes that's exactly what it is. You know, you are touching a person in ways that are very, very meaningful to them, and, you know, you're not aware of it. And they may be the people that, for all intent and purposes, are the ones that are helped the most.
Yeah. Well, Dottie Walters told me that when she was alive, and she would speak to groups. She said sometimes somebody would come up afterwards and say, your message really helped me so much. And Dottie would take their hands and look them in the eye and say, you're the one I came for. And I never forgot that. So, anyway, those were my comments. I wish I could have been there to see you, Eldon. I think it was great. And Diane, continue to do your fabulous work, and much success to you.
Thank you so much.
Well, and before you go now, Terry Marie, for all of our listeners out there, Terry Marie is my guest next week. She's the author of Be the Hero of Your Own Game, and she's also the author of the Dottie Walters story. So you want to be sure and join Terry Marie and myself next week. Terry Marie, you have anything else you want to add?
Just looking forward to talking with you again, Eldon. Be great.
Great.
Say hi to Rick.
I'm right here, Terry.
Oh,
I'm
hi.
Listening to everything. It's a fascinating
right.
conversation.
Oh, well, it is. Always is with talking with a great mind like Eldon. So.
That's true.
And Diane, again, much success to you in your work.
Thank you so much.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's so nice,
Diane.
To hear. Very true.
Yeah, back to where we were. Did you have anything that you wanted to add, you know, kind of the equivocation to the angels on the skepticism? I mean, I
can I pop in about the angels?
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
please.
I'm hearing everyone being skeptical about it. First of all, I'm going to share a little story of my own, okay? When I first started on this path, I started doing a course in hypnosis and psychotherapy. And doing that, I got to meet lots of people, and I attended a mind-body-spirit festival. And that was the first time I encountered energy healing, you know, healing with the hands. And I saw this person, and they basically said, to the equivalent of, for £50, I can do this healing, and for £75, I can tell you how to do it. And I thought, you are wacko. You are totally, totally crazy. So for $50, you can heal me, and for $25 more, you can pass this incredible power onto me. It didn't seem correct. And I laughed. I thought it was really, really funny. I've progressed a lot since then, and I look back at my reaction to that with great embarrassment, because I've had lots of my own experiences since then. You know, the first time I heard about crystal healing, I thought it's crazy. You know, that doesn't work. And, you know, I would test out crystals, and, you know, people would ask me, how does that crystal feel to you? Doesn't feel like anything. But a few years ago, we actually started experimenting with crystal onks and stuff like that ourselves. And I have built my own crystal onk, and I have had very successful healings of my own since doing that. And when you come to the angels, you know, I have to admit too, you know, I was skeptical when I first heard about that. But at the Tampa, I can do it. Back in November, Doreen Virtue spoke there. And I wasn't able to attend, but I did get to hear her audio afterwards, and she was amazing. She is an incredibly amazing person. And it's like, you know, I think what's going on, or what a possible explanation is, that, you know, she interprets this through her own, you know, her own sight. Perhaps if somebody else were to see exactly what she saw, they would actually be interpreting it differently, but that doesn't invalidate what it is that's being seen or heard. It's just how it gets presented. With Doreen Virtue especially, you know, she has all her angel cards, and I pick some up because they're just very, very pretty cards. But I can tell you, I've had numerous times I have shuffled that deck only to get exactly the same three cards again.
Yes, I've had that happen too. I agree with you. I mean, I had a similar experience with Reiki. Like, I didn't really know much about it, and I was very skeptical. And I went to a Reiki healer here in California, in Encinitas, and I don't know what she did, but something happened. I mean, I left there like, what was that? Oh, my gosh. I mean, my head was like throbbing with the energy that she was generating, and just with her hands. So I left there much more of a convert, you know, than before. I mean, I really didn't know anything about it. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and I'll definitely leave myself open for, you know, further experiences. And I love to read about things like that and learn more.
It's a really hard thing to balance, I think. You know, you want to be sensible about what you're hearing, because there are some interesting characters out there. I think what it comes down to is you have to trust your own inner voice, your own inner sense of something being higher, but you want to be opening enough so that when the right experiences come, you do see them. You're not just so close-minded that you've shut it down.
Right, that's a very good point. And maybe if I was even more honest, I'd say I'm maybe a little bit jealous that I haven't had that kind of experience yet, but I'm still waiting to see, if I could see an angel someday, I'd be really happy for that to happen.
You know, and you probably will, because the irony of it is you can be that left brain intellectual, if you will, and that person that for all intent and purposes is from Missouri. You're going to have to prove it to me in order for me to believe it. But at the same time you say that about one thing, you'll turn around and there'll be 40 things that fit into this cast that for all intent and purposes you're totally comfortable with. With myself, you know, I've seen auras, I've experienced out of body, I've levitated. So what happens is you have all these things that you try to explain to yourself that you work out, and yet at the same time, these areas, these other things that you haven't had the experience, that you haven't intellectually somehow integrated how that is possible, it's all too easy to just jump on those things and say, well, yeah, but I don't believe in that. And in that sense, we become really kind of dissonant, not yes. knowing ourselves. Diane Ray, we have 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one of those right now. You tell me all about Hay House, Hay House Radio, and your brand new website. Let's make sure we get that site plugged.
Oh, thank you so much, Alden. Well, definitely check out our new site that Hay House has just launched. It's called healyourlife.com, and it also connects you to hayhouseradio.com and kind of encompasses everything. There's newsletters, affirmations, blogs, events. It's just really amazing, and it just launched. So I urge everybody to check that out and just go to healyourlife.com. And also go to hayhouseradio.com, which you can get from that site as well, and check out our upcoming schedule of programming. We've always got something interesting going on, some great stuff. And actually, Eldon, you will be joining me, too, on the 11th, on Monday, on the I Can Do It Hour. That's my interview show. I'll have to give myself that quick plug while I still have my few seconds left. And that's every Monday from 11 a.m. Pacific to Eastern, and I get to interview some great, interesting, fascinating people. And, Eldon, you will be joining me Monday the 11th.
And I look forward to it, and it's been a wonderful hour. It goes by too fast. Those of you listening, I hope perhaps you'll join me Thursday evening when I do...
George Noory's Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast AM. Thank you. Until then, have a great week. I'll talk